Gail King, is that you?
Hi, Judy and Dennis.
Whoa, you know what? It really is her. I recognize this voice.
Absolutely.
How are you?
It's really I and Judy. I'm calling because of you, because Dennis, I heard from reliable sources. We have a guy on the crew, Judy, Larry, who listens to you guys every day.
Yeah.
And he came in the other day and he said, you know who was talking about you? Judy was. Judy said that she had started to watch or she had caught a show. And Dennis said, I don't watch that show. But Judy said, no, you should check it out. So I'm calling Dennis to personally invite you and Judy to thank you.
Well, you missed it because I've turned Dennis on to it and now he's into it.
I'm a convert.
Oh, good.
That
good,
was
good, good,
3 days ago and I've been watching the last 3 days. You had Aziza Ansari at the end of the show this morning,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
He talked about it today on the air. Gail, I have to tell you, first of all, it's an honor to have you here because I've watched your career, and I don't care what people say. I think that even without Oprah, you'd be famous. So how about that?
Oh, that's so nice of you. But, you know, this is the thing. Judy, unless you lived in Connecticut, where I anchored the news for 18 years, and before that I was in Kansas City for 3, most people really got to know me as Oprah's friend, and I'm really, really great with that. I think it's great.
Where did you anchor the news in Connecticut?
At WFSB, Gail King Eyewitness News, from
in Hartford
to the Sound, from wherever you live.
That's Den's hometown.
I worked at WTIC AM 1080 in Hartford.
Oh, my gosh. So, of course.
You guys are kindred spirits.
So I was there for 18 years. You know, we had a great 8 o'clock hour. I don't know if you guys saw today, but we had interviewed the parents of Trayvon Martin in Florida, which is just so heartbreaking to me. And we were having a conversation about it.
Let me tell you something, Gail. This is why I love your show. Really quickly, okay? And I'm not blowing smoke, because I said this before I knew that anybody was going to tell you this, but here's what I like about the show. Dennis and I have a show that's filled with this funny banter, and people call it happy talk and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the radio is a really good place for that. TV, morning news, not a great place for that. So I love it that you guys really don't engage in that inane, yucky stuff.
You just get right to it.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. When you have Charlie Rose and Erica Hill, you know, they are both so authentically themselves that you can't have this fakey kind of phony stuff. And so ultimately, everybody on the show is always themselves, and nobody says something. Nobody goes along just to go along. You know, I had a really funny moment with Charlie a while ago. We were talking about something, the Real Housewives, and I said, oh, so you're going to go home and have a Real Housewives marathon? And he went, I think not.
Yeah.
only Charlie can do. Nobody ever has a fakey phony moment.